Thank you. कृष्ण प्रदार ठाकुर की जय। प्रभु श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपद नाम श्याम सुंदर राधा कुंद श्री गोधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। कृष्ण देवी की जय। स्वामी तो भक्तवृंद की जय। आज गौरी श्री अखमंद भौरी आज गौरी श्री अखमंद All glory to the Atman Lord. Thank you.
All glory to Sri Guru and Guru.
शिवमेंोत्यम वित्ताहम कणकपालभवाभूत वंदे महापुरुष की चरणारविंदम तक्वासुदुस्तदसुदेशितराज्यलक्ष्मीं धर्मनिष्ठयाजवदसा जगदादरण्यं मायामृगं दैतैषितमन्नभाव वंदे महापुरुष की चरणारविंदम। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिता कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तत्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी।
With great difficulty comes to this class. Very nice, thank you. This is Ahitupi of Pratyata. A devotional service cannot be checked by any material impediment. It is not conditional that because I am in this condition, I cannot execute devotional service. No. Anyone in any position, in any circumstances, he can become the greatest devotee of the Lord, if he desires. Savai pumsa paro dharma jato bhakti radho khaji ahoituki apratihata jaya atmasu prasidhi. The real aim of life is how to get satisfaction, full, complete satisfaction. And that satisfaction, complete satisfaction, can be achieved only by prosecution of devotional service. There is no other method. If you want to be happy, free from all cares and anxieties, then you have to engage yourself in devotional service of the Lord. That will make you free from all material anxieties and all material miseries. We are all seeking after that position, how to become completely happy. Our whole struggle for existence, anyone, in any place, any country, they're all struggling for existence, either human being or animal or birds or beasts, how to become happy. This happiness of the mind, Atma, is only possible when we are engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is the only remedy. There is no other alternative. So, Lord Krishna says that jada jada hi dharma saklani bhavati bharata abhutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sijamaham. My dear Arjuna, whenever there is discrepancies in the matter of execution of real purpose of life, that is called dharma. Dharma, this word, either you take it religion or duty or nature as you like. But as explained before, dharma means your actual constitutional position. It is nothing artificial. The example, again I am repeating, just like fire is hot, warm. Fire has light. You cannot separate light from fire or heat from fire. Therefore, heat and light is dharma. That is its real religion. So our dharma, living entity, that is defined very nicely by Lord Chaitanya. Our dharma or religion is to obey the orders of the Supreme Lord, to engage ourselves in the loving transcendental service of the Lord. Whenever this principle is crippled or checked by our material activities, just like at the present age, they have no idea what is God. They are asking what is God, and they are proud of their education. Just see, this is the godless result of godless civilization. This is discrepancy of dharma. So, at this age, at this stage, when people have forgotten God, when they are speaking that God is dead, now this Bhagavad Gita or this Hare Krishna mantra has descended. Just like Krishna says, jada jada ki dharma sagrani bhavati bharata abhutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sijamaham. At that time I appear. So this is Krishna has appeared in his holy name, Hare Krishna. There is no difference between this holy name Krishna and the person Krishna, because Krishna is always absolute. There is no difference between his name, between his form, between his quality, between his pastime, between his abode, between his entourage. There is no such difference. Materially, there is difference. I am Indian, I am person and my place, India, is different. You are American, you are, this is all designation of this body. So, Krishna says, jada jada hi dharma saglani bhakti tadatmanam srijam. Now this srijami, this word is used in Sanskrit, something manufactured. Just like I make this spectacle case for you men. This is called srijam. But actually we understand like that. But here srijami, this word, as explained by Bharati Vidyabhushan, a learned scholar, who say the srijami means prakata, I appear. Now, if you say this word means manufacture, the Mayavadi philosopher, they take advantage of this word and they say that Krishna or anyone, incarnation of God, that is created. That means they understand that as so many material things are created, anything which we find here in this room, that is created. This dictaphone, this microphone, or anything that is created. But here, if you say this word in that sense, that Krishna is created, anything created that is material, therefore Krishna is also material, then we'll be in misunderstanding. Here, just like if you say that I create, that means you exist before creation, is it not? If I say I have created this glass case, spectacle case, that means before creation of this case, I was existing. You cannot deny it. So, how this is possible that in this case says that I have created this case? No, that is not. One cannot say, I have created myself. It is impossible. Similarly, when Krishna says that I tadatmanam sujamaham, this atmanam means body, atmanam means the mind, or atmanam means the soul. But he is the supreme soul. So how he creates his soul, and he is non-different, absolute. Therefore, the interpretation given by Baladev Vidyabhushan, that I create means I appear. I create my appearance. That's like sun creates its appearance. The sun is there already. But when sun appears, it means that you can say like that, the sun creates its appearance. And why does he create or appear? That is explained in the next verse. Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya ca duskitam dharma sthapanarthaya sambhavani juge juge. In every millennium, every yuga, there are different periods. Just like in the whole year, there are different periods in your country called summer, winter, fall, spring. They are coming by rotation. Similarly, there is rotation of time which is divided into four millenniums called Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga. So, Krishna says that dharma sthapana thaya sambhavani yugi. Now, one may inquire that Krishna appeared in the Treta Yuga. And when he is going to appear in the Kali Yuga? That is also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that in the Kali Yuga there are three different incarnations mentioned in the Bhagavatam or any other authentic Vedic literature. One incarnation is Lord Buddha, and another incarnation is Lord Chaitanya, and another incarnation in the last stage of this age is Kalki. So far we get from the authority of Bhagavad. So, we have to accept according to the authentic scripture who is incarnate. We cannot accept anyone who claims that I am also incarnation. No. In the shastras, there are symptoms, whole tone of the incarnation. Just like about Lord Buddha, there is mention in such and such place, in such and such form, in such and such activity, Lord Buddha will appear. Similarly, about Lord Chaitanya is there. Similarly, there is a description about Kalki. So far Lord Buddha is concerned, in the Bhagavatam, the name of the mother of Lord Buddha is mentioned there. And the activities is also mentioned. What are his activities? The activities are not very pleasant. Sammohaya Surat Visham. The Lord will appear as Buddha in order to sammohaya, bewilder the atheist class of men. Atheist class of men. His activities were to cover the atheist class of men, those who do not believe in God. Yes. Lord Buddha said, yes, there is no God. There is no God, there is violence. But you believe me, what I say. Just see, he is incarnation of God. And the people amongst whom he is preaching, to them he is saying, there is no God, but he is God. Is it not a process of cheating? So this process of cheating is not exactly cheating, it is for the welfare of the so-called atheistic person. Just like sometimes father cheats the son. The son is insisting to get $1,000 note. And the father asking, my dear son, please, deliver it. No, I said. So father gives him one lozenges. My dear son, would you like to take this Rajendra? Yes, give me. But you must have to give me that paper. All right. So, this kind is not actually cheating. But father knows that this boy will destroy this $1,000. So, it is necessary to give him that 2 cent worth lozenges and take out that $100 or $1,000 worth paper. Similarly, when people become too much atheistic, so in order to bring them back to the understanding of God, there is sometimes necessity like this. Now, those who follow the Buddha philosophy, they say that there is no soul, there is no God, but there are thousands and thousands of temples of Lord Buddha and they worship, especially in the countries like Japan and China and Burma. There are thousands of temples and they exactly worship in the same way as we are worshiping Jagannath. The lamp is given, the candle is burned, they offer very respectfully, and there are brahmacharis, sannyasis, the whole principle is there. But officially, there is no question of God. So this is mentioned in the Bhagavad. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishnavannam tisa krishnam sangapanga asta parsadam jaggai sankirtanai praye jajanti hi sumet. Now, Krishna will appear in the Kali Yuga. His symptoms are this, just like Lord Buddha's symptoms are described. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya's symptoms are also described. What is that? That Krishna Varnam, he belongs to the category of Krishna himself. Or, in other words, he is always chanting Krishna, Krishnam Varnayati, Krishna Varnam. Krishna, his business is simply to chant Hare Krishna. Krishna is chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Varnam. And Tisa Krishnam, but his complex hand is not Krishna, black. Lord Chaitanya appeared very fair complexion, very nice, golden color. You have got pictures of Lord Chaitanya, very beautiful. He was very beautiful figure. Krishna Varnam Tisa. Tisa means by complexion of Krishna. Therefore, his another name is Gaur Sundar. Gaur Sundar means very fair complex. Sundar means beautiful and Gaur means fair. The another name is Gaur Sundar. A Gauranga, whose body is very fair. So, Krishna Mannam Tisa Krishnam Sangha Pangasta Parsadam. He is always accompanied by some associates, especially Lord Nityananda, Lord Advaita, Srivas, Haridas, like that. You have seen the picture, he is chanting and dancing with the associates. And then when Lord Chaitanya was present, whenever he would go, and his attitude was dancing, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. He was so beautiful and attractive that people would follow. Thousands and thousands of people would follow, chanting Hare Krishna. Even Lord Nawab Hussain Shah, And when he started this movement in Bengal, he was a boy of 20 years old. So many people were falling. So Nawab Hussain Shah inquired his minister, who is this person that he is chanting Hare Krishna and so many people are following him? So the minister was Hindu. He thought that he is Mohammedan king, so he may not like this movement, therefore he wanted to hide it. My lord, you have misinformed. He is not very important man. People are crazy fellow. They are following, not a few only, not many. And Nawab replied, no, I know it certainly, but you don't try to hide the fact. He must be a great personality, otherwise why so many people are following him? That was his remark. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya, wherever he went, that was Sangha Panga Sada Parsadam, always followed by many associates. These are the symptoms. And how to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in this age? Jagai Sankirtanai Prahi. Jajanti His Mayas. This form of the Personality of Godhead is worshipped by the intelligent class of men, Sumedhas. Su means very good, and Medhasa means brain substance. One who has got very good brain substance, they will understand the Sankirtan movement nicely. Just like in our India, especially in Bengal, sometimes they say a dull brain man, or you have got cow dung within your brain. You have no brain substance. Actually, a man becomes intelligent by the greater amount of brain substance. It is a psychological fact. It is called cerebrum, a doctor knows. What is it called? I was a student of psychology in my college life. Dr. Arthur said, I remember still, that the brain substance of man has been found up to 64 hours, while brain substance of woman has been found highest 34 hours. Therefore, woman class is not so intelligent as man. There is no question of competition. It is actual scientific fact. Anyway, the word Sumedhasa. Sumedhasa means one who has got good brain substance. But one thing I must explain here. So far as spiritual life is concerned, it does not depend on the material brain substance. It is different. It is spiritual platform. It has nothing to do with this bodily construction. You must remember. We don't make any distinction that a man can be better Krishna consciousness than a woman. No. A woman can be better Krishna consciousness because they are very simple. They can accept religious system. Generally, the woman, they accept it because they are very simple. They have no crooked mind. Sometimes they are exploited there. So, in the spiritual platform, there is no such distinction. Although in the material part, just like the bodily construction of man is different from woman. Similarly, the brain substance may be also different, but that does not disqualify any woman for spiritual advancement in Krishna consciousness. That is clearly defined in the Bhagavad Gita. Mam hi partham tapasitto jivishu papajune striya sudra tathavishya stevijanti parangati. It doesn't matter whether one is a woman or a mercantile class of man or a shudra. It doesn't matter because these classes are understood less intelligent. But Krishna is opening the path for everyone. Manghipatha vipasrita. If one accepts Krishna very seriously, vipasrita. B means specific, B, visheshan, visheshan, particular. Asritta, if he takes shelter of Krishna, specifically, then either he may be woman, or he may be shudra, or liberal class, or maybe mercantile class, it doesn't matter, he or she can go to the highest perfection. King puna brahmana bhaktya rajasayasata punya. And what to speak of the intelligent class? In this class also elevated to the highest position. So there is no such question. But here the word used, sumedhasa, in the particular sense that for worship of God, there are different methods, different religious system, different methods, different churches, different mosques, different temples, accepting that this is Hindu philosophy. The Hindus, they have got many different processes. I think the Hindus have got so many different processes that it can outnumber all the different processes of the world. They have got so many processes. So, sumedhasa means for executing religious life, for achieving the highest perfection of life, one must be very intelligent. A fool cannot achieve the highest perfection of life. Just like a fool cannot be very prosperous even in this material world, similarly, a fool also cannot make any progress in the spiritual world. So, sumedhasa means one should be little intelligent. What is that intelligence? If I have got the easiest path to achieve the highest perfection of life, why shall I take a path which is not very sure? This intelligence is there. Now, Lord Chaitanya, as he is described, if you accept, we are explaining that paritrana sadhana vinashaya duskita sambhavami juge juge. So Lord appears in this age also. And according to Shastra, authentic scripture, he has appeared as Lord Chaitanya. So if we accept this principle, on the method of authentic scripture, that is our intelligence. That is our intelligence. Not that you have to become a great psychologist or a scientist or mathematician, no. You have to take the orders of the authority. Just like you are driving car, it is written there, keep to the right. It does not require a very nice intelligence. You keep your car to the right, you are all right. But if you go to the left, you are fool number one. Why? It is there, written there, keep to the right. Why you go to the left? That means you are fool number one. But this much intelligence we must have. That here is police direction, keep to the right. Why should I go to the left? This much intelligence can be had by any common man. But similarly, if this Shastra says that jagai saṅkīrtanai prāyai jajanti hi sumedhasa, that those who are intelligent, they will perform worship of the Lord by chanting Hare Krishna, this jagga. Jagga means anything sacrificed for the satisfaction of Vishnu, that is called jagga. Jagga means to satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu, that is jagga. Now, in this way, the Supreme Lord is satisfied simply by saṅkīrtana or congregational chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This is mentioned in the Shastra. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Iva Kevala. Kalo, Nasti Iva, Nasti Iva, Nasti Iva. Gatirannatha. In this age of disagreement, there is no possibility of executing different process of self-realization. No. They say that there are as many paths as one can manufacture. It may be true, but in this age, kalo, nāstīva, 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 gati-dhan-mathā. There is no other alternative, no other alternative, no other alternative in this age. Therefore, an intelligent man will take up this Krishna consciousness movement. That is the test of one's intelligence, and it is very easy. And by simply chanting Hare Krishna, you gradually develop your Krishna consciousness to the highest platform. So, one who has accepted the simple method recommended for this age, he is called the intelligent. That is required. That much intelligence we must have. So it is 8:15. I'll stop here. Next meeting we shall explain further. Thank you. If there is any question, you can see. You say like that, only persons who are joining this movement, they are intelligent and others are not intelligent. That is our challenge. Now you can defend on behalf of those who do not accept this proposal. This is my challenge. This is a fact. And I say, now you can talk. It is a very intelligent question also. And Janardhan will reply.
Some people are deeply Christ. They might have some kind of dead experience.
They are satisfied. No. Our proposal is the saṅkīrtana, the chanting. chanting of the holy name. So, if somebody takes this principle, that, well, we have got our holy name of God, we shall chant that holy name of God. So we have no objection. So, that is not our objection. Our objection, our submission is that you chant the holy name, just like Lord Chaitanya says, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, you are here. The Shastra says. So it does not mean Harir Nama is only Krishna. If you have got any other name of Hari, the Supreme Personality, but that name must be actually the name of the Supreme Personality of God, as it is recognized by scriptures. You may have your own scripture, but if you have got a name sanctioned by the scripture, that this is the name of God, just like in Jewish scripture they say Jehovah. Similarly, in Christian scripture, if you have got a name, just like Buddhists, they have got God or the Supreme, they accept Lord Buddha. Similarly, if you have got any other name of the Supreme Law, you can chant. We are not insisting that you chant Krishna. But if you have no specific name of God found in your authentic scripture, then what is the harm if you chant Krishna? This is not very bad proposal. Any intelligent man, if you have, you chant. Our Lord Chaitanya says, the nāmnāmakāri bahudā nijasarpa shakti, bahudā nijasarpa tatrā pitānyamitasya. There are many names, bahudā. As there are many potencies, there are many names of it. Just like take for Krishna. So Krishna is not understood simply by uttering this word, Krishna. Krishna is understood if you call Govinda, that is also Krishna. If you call Madha, he is also Krishna. If you call Bamsivadan, he is also Krishna. So, the aim should be that it is God's name or the Supreme Lord's name. If the name is different in vibration or form, it does not matter. Yes, you can come in while you are standing there. Yes.
Is it simply the nature of the name Krishna that this particular name is the most powerful?
Yes. God's name is according to his action. God's name. Just like Krishna, this Krishna name is given, that is explained also. Krishi bhu bhajaka sabda nascha nidvitti bhajaka. Tayurakyam iti Krishna parabrahma iti avidhiya. Krishna means Kris means to become, to appear, bhūbhāja, or attraction. We have got attraction for material enjoyment. And nāsta nivṛtti-bhāja. Nā means ānanda. At another meaning is negation. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who by His attractive features, by attraction of His bodily beauty, by attraction of His opulence, by attraction of His pastime, so many things, Krishna is all attractive. And one who is all attractive, he is the Supreme Personality of God. This is the meaning of Krishna. Similarly, Govinda, that also has meaning. Go means cow. Go means senses. And go means land. So, in these three features, Krishna can be applied. He gives pleasure to the senses. Therefore, he is Govinda. He is very kind to the cows. Therefore, he is Govinda. He is the proprietor of all land. Therefore, he is Govinda. So, in this way, Govinda means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, if you have got any word which means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can chant. The Rama, that is also God's name. Ramante Jogina Anante Satyanande Chidatmani Iti Rama Padena Sau Parabrahma Iti Abhidhiya. Rama means enjoy. We want enjoyment, but we do not know how we can have permanent enjoyment. When you have got permanent enjoyment by reciprocation of transaction with the Supreme, then that particular acceptor of our reciprocation is called Rama. That means by we enjoy the loving exchange between God and ourselves. That position is called Rama. But if you have no idea what is God, how we can exchange our feelings, then there is no question of Rama. But Rama means when we are in position of exchanging our loving attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he is known as Rama. The capacity in which he accepts our service, loving service, is called Rama, Ramanta. Not understand. If I say that if you give me $3, I shall give you this. What is the difficulty to understand?
Is it just
the potency of the name? No, as there are different things of different value, similarly, in each name there are potencies of the Lord, but there is degrees of potencies. Just like Rama Leela and Krishna Leela, pastime, both of them are the same thing, God. But in the Rama Leela, you find less potential exhibition of the Lord. But in Krishna Leela, you find full potential manifestation of Lord. the degrees of potency. Although it does not mean that Rama is less potent. No, Rama is also the same potency. But under circumstances, he exhibits a partial potency, not full potency. At Krishna Leela, he will find full potency. Just like Rama, Lord Ramchandra, he married only one wife, Sita. But Krishna married 16,108. Now, if you question why Ram is so moralist or whatever he like, he is sticking to one wife, and Krishna is marrying 16,000. That means we say the God is omnipotent. That is a qualification of God. So he is saying his omnipotence. That means why 16,000? If he marries 16 million, 16 billion, still he is potent. Full-fledged potent. So we cannot imagine even that how a person can marry 16,000 times. This is inconceivable potency. To give an example of his inconceivable potency, Rama presented himself as an ideal king. He did not manifest himself as the Supreme Personality of God, but from symptoms of authentic literature, we understand that he is God. But Krishna personally said that I am the Supreme Personality of God. Matta parataram nannadasti kinchit dhananjaya. There is no superior truth beyond me. Ramchandra never said that. That he never said that I am God. But those who are intelligent, they understood that he is God. Eternal means those who have not come in contact with this material nature. There are living entities, many, many more times than the living entities who are within this material world. They are in the spiritual world. Just like the number of population outside the prison house is very great, and the number of population within the prison house is very small. This material world is supposed to be the prison house. Those who are condemned, those who want to try to lord it over, they are imprisoned within the walls of material universes. So their number is very small. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, that ekamsina stitujam, it is only a portion of my fear, little portion. This unlimited number of universes and their unlimited number of planets, and each planet, unlimited number of living entities, all taken together, is only a fractional demonstration, manifestation on the potential. The major manifestation is in the spiritual world. So they are all liberated. Nitya mukta. All right, I keep that.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Vyasa-Vyasa-Tara-Sarasala-Lakhi-Dhyana-Sarasala-Goswami Prabhupada-ki-jai, Prabhupada-ki-jai, Namacharya-sika-hidash-thakur-ki-jai Prince-kaho-sri-krishna-charitanna-pravanit-tananda-si-advaita-radha-dhar-shupasa-adhi-gaur-bhakti-nidhi-jai Prisri-radha-krishna-gau-gabinath-sa-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-dha-kundra-
Shri Devi ki jai, Shri Devi ki jai, Brahma Mai ki jai, Yamuna Mai ki jai, Nabi to Bhaktivinoda ki jai. All glories to the Asmal Devotee.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the Asmal Devotee.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the Asmal Devotee.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
All glories to the Guru Brahma.
Why we do not see Mr. Mukherjee? Akila Krishna.
Thank you.